Good morning. This is Akashvani Kohima, the morning news read by Onale Tini. The District Development Coordination and Monitoring Committee, Disha Kohima, reviewed the implementation of various central government schemes during a meeting held at the DC's conference hall on Thursday under the chairmanship of Deputy Commissioner B. Henok Pachim. During the meeting, Chairman Disha and Lok Sabha MP S. Supungmerin Jamier directed departments to present achievements against targets, explain implementation challenges, and focus on measurable outcomes to ensure government schemes benefit the people. The meeting reviewed schemes implemented by the Animal Husbandry and Veterinary Services, Agriculture, Urban Development, Labour and Roads and Bridges departments. Discussions covered livestock census, Mithun farming, millet cultivation, PM Swanidhi loans for street vendors, labour welfare and the progress of the Konomadzidza Road under the NESIDS scheme. The Nagaland State Legal Services Authority, in collaboration with District Legal Services Authorities, DSLAs, organized Legal Awareness Program in commemoration of International Day Against Drug Abuse and Illicit Trafficking yesterday. At Tetzel College, Dimapur, NSLSA Member Secretary Nico Akami urged students to stay away from substance abuse, warning that the Narcotic Drugs and Psychotropic Substances NDPS Act is a stringent law. He disclosed that Nagaland Police had registered 766 NDPS cases over the past 4 years and highlighted the availability of free legal aid through the DLSA. Similar programs were organized in Kohima, Zinheboto, Twensang, Pek, Mon, Kifere, Woka, and Peren, where judicial officers, district officials, lawyers, and healthcare professionals stressed the importance of prevention, awareness, rehabilitation, and community participation in tackling substance abuse. Speakers across the districts called for stronger family and community support, establishment of de-addiction and rehabilitation facilities, and greater awareness of the legal consequences of drug offences under the NDPS Act. They also highlighted the NALSA Drug Awareness and Wellness Navigation DAWN Scheme 2025. Assam Rifles, in collaboration with the Indian Veterinary Research Institute Krishi Vigyan Kendra KVK Peren and ICAR Nagaland Center Jaluke, organized a farmer scientist interaction program and distributed agricultural inputs under the Northeastern Hill Scheme at KVK Peren. The program focused on creating awareness about modern farming practices, livestock management, and animal health care to enhance agricultural productivity and sustainable livelihoods. Around 190 farmers participated, while 10 scientists interacted with the beneficiaries, shared technical knowledge, and addressed their queries. Agricultural inputs were also distributed to support farming activities. A consultative meeting on Census 2027 was held at the Deputy Commissioner's Conference Hall, Zinheboto, on June 26th, under the chairmanship of Deputy Commissioner and Principal Census Officer Dharamraj. Addressing representatives of civil society organizations and village authorities, the Deputy Commissioner stressed the importance of accurate population enumeration, stating that authentic census data is essential for equitable resource allocation, government schemes, and future representation. He also cautioned against duplicate entries, urging stakeholders to ensure every individual is counted only once. Representatives of major civil society organizations and Gomboras assured their full cooperation to ensure a transparent, accurate, and successful Census 2027 exercise. And the Department of Labour, Nagaland, has uploaded the draft rules under the Labour Codes on its official website for information and public consultation. In this, it has informed all stakeholders, employers, employees, trade unions, establishments, organisations and members to submit claims, objections, suggestions and comments, if any, regarding the provisions contained in the draft rules within 30 days through email at labcom-ngl@nic.in. It has also requested stakeholders to clearly mention the relevant section or rule along with justification or suggestions for consideration by the department. With that, we come to the end of the morning news. Stay tuned as we will be back with the evening English news at 7:20. Have a nice day.